You know, John, this whole hour we started with a discussion about the debt ceiling and how the government will be prioritizing its bills. And then we moved on to talks about how the post office may be making some painful choices.
Tough choices.
Absolutely. And then what's going on with Walter Reed Hospital could be included, even though this process of shutting down Walter Reed happened in 2005. It's largely happening because of budgetary reasons, and for many people, it's a painful closing. The Walter Reed Medical Hospital Medical Center will merge with facilities in Bethesda, Maryland, and Fort Belvoir, Virginia, in order to save some money. You know, the first 10 patients were admitted to Walter Reed in May of 1909. The hospital treated Presidents Nixon and Eisenhower and a number of other Washington names. But the largest clients of Walter Reed were the service members who've sought treatment there over the decades.
In 2005 and over the last 6 years, I've been inpatient there a total of 10 times. I was in Balad, Iraq. My up-armored vehicle was hit by a roadside bomb on the curbside. I lost the top part of my leg, my quadricep, and the bottom part of my arm. You know, the staff was just wonderful. The surgeons, you know, just top-notch people. I mean, it's tragic that the hospital is closing. I mean, it's been around for such a long time and has helped so many wounded from, you know, Vietnam era to now.
That's Master Sergeant Juanita Milligan, who served two tours of duty in Iraq. And Jill Wilson, I'm sure that you often saw soldiers who were repeat patients at Walter Reed during your years there.
Absolutely. I actually worked mostly with soldiers that were coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan in the psychiatric unit there. But we did see some, in particularly on our outpatient side, we did see repeat folks that would come back to treatment, back to Walter Reed for their treatment.
Jill Wilson worked as a clinical social worker at Walter Reed from 2004 to 2007. And also with us this morning, Dr. John Pierce, historian for the Walter Reed Society. He was a physician in the Army for 30 years and worked at Walter Reed for 15 of those years. So, Dr. John Pierce, the closing, I mean, you heard the sort of the nostalgia in the voice of Juanita Milligan there. And I imagine that for many soldiers, Walter Reed becomes, they develop a sentimental attachment to the place and the people that work there.
I think that's exactly correct. You know, I almost teared up a bit when I heard her. That's exactly what the hospital is all about, to help soldiers get back to a normal life if they possibly can.
So tell us, you're a historian. Tell us a little bit about this hospital and how it went from treating 10 patients in 1909 to becoming the flagship medical center for the military.
Well, I started with World War I. Actually, it was 10 years after the hospital started, but that brought an influx of casualties. And from then, it just went on from war to war to war and became better and better known. And in the early 1950s, the president came there. Sheikhs from overseas came there. You know, it was, I think, still is the best-known hospital in the world. Maybe not the United States, but the best-known hospital in the world.
Well, you're suggesting it's perhaps better known overseas than it is here. That's Dr. John Pierce, who was a physician in the Army for 30 years, now a historian for the Walter Reed Society. And Joe Wilson worked there as a clinical social worker. And Joe, you had a lot of strong criticism for the Walter Reed Medical Center in recent years because of what was seen as a period of neglect of soldiers.
You know, that's very true. But I would say that it's important to separate the two. I think Walter Reed as an institution, you know, when I was working there, the professionals, the civilian and the military folks really very much were dedicated to the mission of working with soldiers. And of course, at that time, we were just about 2 or 3 years into the global war on terrorism, and they were seeing that huge influx of patients that they were really with complex injuries and with injuries that we really hadn't seen before coming out of a war. And so everyone was very much dedicated to the mission of working with soldiers to really help them heal well. And that remained intact throughout the challenges that we talked about it back in 2007, which was the conditions at Walter Reed in terms of how they were housing patients. Originally, Walter Reed was designed to have a medical holding company of no more than, you know, 300 patients. And at the time I was there, we were serving over 700, 800 patients in a facility that just wasn't designed for that. And the challenge was to look at the, you know, bureaucracy of the military and the Army to say, we need to do things differently. And, of course, around that time, In 2005, we also heard the BRAC announcement that Walter Reed would be closing. So there was a lot of challenges in terms of the bureaucratic nightmare, if you will, of how we were able to systemically manage the patient population there and do so in a way that was fitting for the soldiers and really supporting the soldiers to heal as best they could. And I think that was the big challenge. No one ever disputed that Walter Reed, the care you got at Walter Reed was nothing less than the best. It certainly was absolutely top-notch. But it was the administrative practices and the bureaucracy that really did not serve soldiers well. And
sure.
there were changes as a result of that.
And as is so often the case, in federal medical facilities, Walter Reed isn't unique in that way. Joe Wilson is a clinical social worker or worked as a clinical social worker at Walter Reed. Dr. Pierce, before we go, remind us who Walter Reed was and how his original vision is still alive and well in the medical community there at the Pentagon.
Well, Dr. Walter Reed, was an Army physician who actually came to fame by going to Cuba after the Spanish-American War and proving that mosquitoes transmitted yellow fever. It was unknown at that time what caused the disease, how it was transmitted, and he proved that, and they were able to clean the mosquitoes up and basically get rid of that disease. And unfortunately, he died about 18 months after that. His friends wanted to honor him, and when the new hospital was built, they named it after him.
Dr. John Pierce, historian for the Walter Reed Society. I understand you're going to the ceremonies today to say goodbye to Walter Reed.
Yes, I am. I actually want to comment on one thing that Joe said. There was no patient neglect at Walter Reed during that time. He's exactly correct. It was a housing problem and an admin problem in processing these folks out of the service. And I think a lot of people confuse exactly what happened back then.
But Walter Reed will be closing its doors soon forever. That's Dr. John Pierce, historian for the Walter Reed Society, worked at Walter Reed from 1985 to 2000 as a physician. And Joe Wilson worked as a clinical social worker there from 2004 to 2007. Thank you so much.
Thank you.